everyone, welcome back to your daily pronunciation challenge. Oof, the weather has been boiling hot lately. I get a bit irritated as soon as I step out of an air-conditioned room. I get around the city by my scooter, and a sizzling summer like this one does not make it easier. I get all red and sunburned after riding my scooter for just 10 to 15 minutes. And what's worse, my armpits get all sweaty and smelly. I hate that. It's so embarrassing, don't you think? Well, the other day, I came across this video and thought it may help with my problem, which may also be the problem some of you guys have. So, I chose it for today's pronunciation challenge. Go check out the video to learn more about body odor and how to fight against it. But for now, let's take a look at our sentence of the day. Regularly shaving your armpits can help prevent the accumulation of bacteria, which can help prevent sweat and odor. Slower again. Regularly shaving your armpits can help prevent the accumulation of bacteria, which can help prevent sweat and odor. 我们来看到发音的部分，第一个字 regularly 的 u 发的是长音 u，ar 发的是像 er 的 er。regularly shaving 这个字的 a 发的是长音哦 ，shaving。regularly shaving your armpits 这两个字可以做连音 ，your armpits can help prevent。Help prevent 的 P 只要念一次就好了。Help prevent the, 然后 prevent 字尾的 T 可以省略，直接念 the 的音。还要注意这边的 the, T-H-E 发的是 the, 因为后面接的是母音开头的字 accumulation 这个字它的第一个 A 发的是 a, 第一个 U 发长音 U, 然后第二个 U 发是 y,也的音 accumulation， 然后 a 再发一个长音 accumulation， 注意要把重音放在第四音节。再来看到 accumulation of bacteria 这个字，它的 e 发的是 e 的音 bacteria， 然后重音就放在第二音节 e 的地方 bacteria。再来看到最后的 sweat and odor、这边的 sweat 呢，注意它的 ea 发的是 sweat and odor 字尾的 or 发的是 er 的音哦 odor。那在念整个句子的时候呢，可以在 armpits 后面还有逗点后面稍作停顿吸气，像这样 Regularly shaving your armpits can help prevent the accumulation of bacteria, which can help prevent sweat and odor. 好的，我们来看看今天要学习的重点单字。第一个单字我们来看到 odor 它是名词，意思是气味或是较为特殊显著的气味。其实它可以指香味，也可以指臭味。但是在口语英文中，如果没有特别形容或描述是什么东西的味道的话，通常呢是表示难闻的臭味，像是 body odor 体味、 shoe odor 鞋臭、 kitchen odor 厨房的臭味跟 bathroom odor 厕所臭味。来看看例句。 According to the commercial, this spray can decrease any type of odor in your house. 广告说这个喷雾可以减轻家里任何臭味，或者是 The classroom is filled with the odor of the sweaty boys who were just playing basketball. 教室里充满了刚打完篮球全身是汗的男生们的臭味。好，第二个单字我们来看到 shave,它是动词，那如果是当做及物动词使用的时候呢，意思是刮掉某个部位的毛，那你可以直接在后面用一个身体的部位来当受词就好，像这样。Many women feel pressured to shave their armpits and legs. 很多女性都受到必须刮掉腋毛和脚毛的压力，或者是 He shaved his head because he lost a bet. 他因为打赌输了，所以剃了光头。 那如果是shave 当作不及物动词的时候呢，就是表示刮胡子，像是 My father shaves every morning， 我爸爸每天早上刮胡子。接下来我们来看到 armpit 这个字， armpit， arm 是手臂，那 pit 这个字其实有坑洞或是下陷的地方的意思，所以两个加起来变成 armpit， 其实指的就是腋下或是胳肢窝。来看看例句。 Recently, the weather is so hot that my armpits are sweaty all the time, even though I've used deodorant. 最近的天气热到，就算我用了止汗剂，腋下还是一直流汗。要注意 armpit， 我们通常是用复数形态 armpits， 因为一般人都有两个胳肢窝。那跟大家补充一个特别的用法， The armpit of something， The armpit of somewhere 指的就是在一个特定的地区、地方或是城市里面最肮脏的角落、最差劲的地方。像是 Some people say that our town is the armpit of this area, but I don't agree. I actually quite like it here. 有些人会说我们镇是这个地区最糟糕的地方，但我不同意，我其实还蛮喜欢这里的。或者是 The back of the public bathroom is the armpit of this park. You can see feces in the toilet bowl and it smells horrible. 这座公园最恶心的地方就是公厕后面，马桶里面都有排泄物，而且非常臭。今天的最后一个单字，我们来看到 accumulation。Accumulation， 它是动词 accumulate 的名词形态。那 accumulate 的意思呢，就是积累、积聚。像是 We have accumulated a large fan base since our establishment。我们自从创立以来，已经累积了大量的粉丝。Accumulate 也可以表示逐渐增加、逐渐升高、堆积。像是The discontent towards the ruling party has been accumulating for some time now. 对于执政党的不满情绪已经渐渐增长一阵子了。那 accumulation 呢，就是表示积聚、堆积或是堆积量。For example, the accumulation of excess fat inside your vessels and organs leads to various health problems. 血管和器官堆积过多的脂肪会导致很多不同的健康问题。那 accumulation 也可以指累积、增加或是成长。For example,The accumulation of data by Google has allowed delivery drivers to navigate the city more efficiently. 谷歌累积的资料数据让外送司机可以更有效率地在城市中导航驾驶。Now let's go through our sentence one last time. Regularly shaving your armpits can help prevent the accumulation of bacteria, which can help prevent sweat and odor.What if I've already shaved my armpits, but they still get smelly, you may ask? I had the same question before. Well, you can use antiperspirants and deodorants. Don't worry about these products leading to cancer. According to the Director of Medical Content for the American Cancer Society, all of those findings are inaccurate, so just use them.Well, that's it for today's episode. Are you bothered by body odor? Do you have any other way of fighting body odor? Share with us in the comment section. And don't forget to leave a recording. See you next time.